Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7-Eleven in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air with over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Doug, this is it.
This is it. One. Okay.
There's going to be a hangover today. Let's be honest. After yesterday's show, that emotional thing, celebrating our 13-year anniversary and all the celebrities that came out today, there's naturally going to be a bit of a hangover.
You know, a lot of people have said, hey, you guys were like Justin Thomas on Saturday at Erin Hills. He fires up a 63. Is it realistic for him to come out and fire a 63 the next day? You guys are like Brandon Grace. You go out and shoot a 62 at Royal Birkdale on Saturday. Is it realistic for you to go out and shoot a 62 on Sunday? And the answer is historically no. Furthermore, those guys, after their 63 and 62 respectively, didn't party with the celebrities we partied with last night to celebrate our 13th anniversary.
Yeah, we hit it hard. I don't know what time you guys got home from the party, but you know, I came straight here from the party.
That's the reason we're starting a little later today is because Doug arrived late. God, I would say 40 minutes ago, a gentleman was balls deep with me, and we were just wrapping up the evening. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to be open about our...
it was at the balls part.
You know, when CeeLo Green showed up at the party.
I didn't think he was going to...
You could have knocked me over. And then when... We got in his limo and went clubbing. I mean, that was great stuff.
I knew we were going to go to Just John's. I just didn't know Boxers and Brief was still open.
No, I went with J-Lo to the east side.
Was A-Rod with her? Because
I didn't see him. No, he was not.
I just didn't think the show resonated beyond like about 15, 16 people who text in. And then when you see Jennifer Lopez and you see CeeLo and the cat, I knew you would get Talia Shire there, but I thought that was an appearance fee. But she seemed like she was really a big fan of Misty Plops.
And the way this thing kind of spread, I get to the ballpark yesterday, and the Cardinals were like, dude, congratulations. When you had that guy Cam calling in from Colorado, somewhere. It was just a great moment, and Grichuk said, "I'm not going to hit home runs, and I'm just going to get four singles."
Paying tribute, Doug. Paying.
You're going to turn into a little scrappy, plucky little ball player who just puts it on the ground and legs it out.
That's right. That's what we're coming off of, and like I said, just 40 minutes ago, we were still celebrating our 13th anniversary. So to come in here and talk about Mello Ball's AAU game last night. We're going to do it, okay? We're going to do it because that's our job, right? And it's what we've been doing since 2004, and that is in no way pathetic, but it's not going to be as flashy perhaps today because we still have, God, I mean, I would say 7 to 8 rails of white just flowing through my system like a locomotive.
And, Doug, I'm not trying to out you, but he did come in straight from the club. He's still wearing his sequin jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Were you as shocked as I was? I mean, it took everything I had to get Cloris Leachman and Carol Channing in.
They were there. Yeah.
But then they started stripping. I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, tripping.
I don't usually party like that on a Wednesday night. I haven't party like that since last year's anniversary.
Yeah, the 12th anniversary is sick.
Was that little bucket?
Once a year, I can do it.
What was that bucket you were carrying around? Was that caviar? You're walking around with your own caviar?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's what it was. You don't pull any punches on a 13-year anniversary.
You can't.
Try to save a buck or two.
You can't. It's a special number.
Yeah.
And we wanted to keep it quiet and small, and then the celebrities start showing up.
Right.
Who knew?
Is this Lexington Steel?
J-Lo was high maintenance too, fellas.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah.
But that ass, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be tired here. I won't be much good to you today, fellas.
Did Danny Mac say something about, because there are times I can't hear the broadcast when I'm making my way through the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started getting tweets.
Oh, the Twitter tweets.
That Danny Mac gave us a little.
Well, him and Edmonds were, Edmonds, but I think Dan came along for the ride on the boredom train last night.
They wanted to get to our party.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Jim was not happy that the game was dragging on. I have to say, though,
it was slow.
It was slow, but it was only 10 o'clock, and it was the eighth inning, so it wasn't necessarily exceedingly slow. I just think he probably would be rather somewhere else.
I did hear us talking a lot about ice cream.
A lot. And I have to tell you, I absolutely love it, because he's just in there essentially doing what he was doing when we used to cover him when he played, which is bitching.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would do the show with him, like, oh, my God, we got to drive here. But God bless him. He would go, and he would sign autographs like it was the first time he'd ever done it. He's a man of the people. But last night, there was an instant replay review, and I don't think they like those just in general, and not in a 10-5 game in particular. And so it was time to just kind of fill a little time. And, Doug, that's how they wandered into this. Take a listen, if you would.
As you know, Jim Hayes has a tremendous radio program in the mornings, and they celebrated their 13th anniversary this morning. 13 years.
Jimmy.
I like it. 13 years.
13.
He didn't have any
old. Used to be in front of the. Tell you what, those guys, you listen to them, and you want to get a breakdown of the game and what's happening with the NBA and certainly lacrosse.
Or you want to just lose your mind in the morning?
I mean, they've got hot takes like I've never heard.
Hot takes. I'm a friend of the show.
I think you've been on that program, have you not? Jimmy's had you on before.
Yes. Jimmy the Cat Hayes in the morning with the great Tim McKernan.
Oh, Chuck Vaughn as well.
Doug Vaughn, a little dryness there.
Yeah,
dryness.
Great program.
Old-fashioned pony show, as Tim calls it.
Yes!
Hot takes.
That was just an indication how anxious they were to get to the party while it was still at the Ritz.
It was on their mind.
Yeah. You know, get this wrapped up, and we can get to the Ritz in, you know, 15 minutes and party with the Hollywood elite.
Not everybody was allowed in last night. Of course, the password, Fidelio. But once you got past the door, and we had Floyd Rayford, Doug.
Sugar Bear.
Working the door last night. Yep. And once you could get past him, you were introduced to really what I would describe as gluttonous.
It's like a scene from a Dern Fellini movie.
It was Studio 54 of the Midwest.
When Tim Kazurinsky got up there and made a toast, I'm thinking to myself, we have made it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're blessed. Let's be honest, we're blessed.
Doug, maybe you need some assistance with your dryness. Holla at your boy. That's Manchild 79
now,
offering some
that?
Interracial gay action.
I'm going to suspend him.
That's a nice gesture.
No, it isn't. Manchild has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. Hot Shots voted number one sports bar in St. Louis by readers of the Riverfront Times. Visit one of their 11 locations today.
Thank you, Hot Shots. Thank you, Design Air Heating and Cooling, for sponsoring the 7 o'clock hour, which wins awards all the time. DesignAirService.com, the number one train deal in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Derek Gould will be with us at 8:30. Tim, I woke up this morning nose deep in Doug's butt bush.
Who was it be, Tim?
Mae Young's newborn hand. Now, he's disqualified, but yes. I don't know what the difference between that is. And
it means you can't read the text anymore. Mae Young's newborn hand has been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and he has been disqualified for some of the things he said.
Guys, how pissed was Dan Caesar and 101 ESPN hearing that? That's from the White Collar Gangster. I don't think 101 ESPN pays us no mind, and I'm not saying this out of any other thing than you guys know to be the truth. We don't pay them no mind. Doug, we're both restaurants, but one serves up
high-end food.
Right.
The other, slop.
Right.
Yeah, we're the slop.
Yeah. So I don't think Haas and John Kiowski and whoever that sales manager is that keeps trying to hire our salespeople are you know, thinking anything of it. So, you know, God bless 101 ESPN and what they do. It ain't for us. God bless us. What we do, it ain't for them.
But you can coexist,
Doug, and truthfully not really think anything of it. Although I did listen to Kevin Wheeler interview John Heyman last week, and that's where he threw out the Carlos Martinez thing. So I was kind of like, what?
Ooh, what? Well, Kimmel's doesn't sweat when the news breaks that a Checkers burger place is opening up down the street. You know?
No.
Although Doug Checkers has good fries.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Kind of a fun little red and white building.
I don't think we have one here, do we?
Used to be one on Kings Highway by St. Mary Magdalene. Did you ever get down there?
No. Well, I was at St. Mary's a few times.
St. Mary Magdalene.
That was my old hood. I never went to that place.
St. Mary Magdalene?
Right on, yeah.
There's one in the city, and then there's Iggy St. Mary Magdalene at Manchester. And what is that? Manchester and Brentwood Boulevard, right?
Brentwood Boulevard. I saw a Checkers 2 days ago. I was driving to Gravois. So it had to be somewhere around 270 in Gravel. I passed by a Checker somehow.
There was one Kings Highway right there that I never went to.
You got to stop by.
I don't live there anymore.
Still be fun.
You know where I go? Sometimes I go to that Kirkwood Brew House. Gong, please.
I went there last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who'd you go up there with, baby?
Me and the girl went up there and
Who's
had
this
a little...
girl? I know you don't want to talk about it because what happened with... Whatever
no, but
happened.
The loyal listeners have met her. She's been at a couple Hot Shots events. She saw the dating.
I haven't met her.
She saw the dating game. Her and Larry hit it off really well. So you kind of got to watch out for a little cuff.
She was at the day of the dating game, the thing in Edwardsville.
Yeah,
really.
So that was her first time ever listening.
You keeping her away from me?
No, I just think you know you were so into journalism at the time, and you know you got the fans surrounding you post game. You know, kind of like a Matheny scrum.
Oh,
so
you know, I'm escorted out of there to the back door to not talk to anybody.
But I had Wingy Wingy, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that Wingy Wingy is good. I was up there yesterday. I had lunch with that Derek Gould.
Now, why do you say it that way?
That's his name.
All right.
He's going to join us at 8:30.
And you worked out the details on his appearance over lunch. It's
well,
good.
As you guys know, the preparation that goes in, I'm like, okay, here's where I'm going to start tomorrow. And then I'm going to go in this direction. And then I'm going to come back to this. And, you know.
I don't know what that means, but absolutely.
See?
You're mapping out the interview.
Thank you, Doug.
Normally, we just try to think of a question right when it's our time to talk. And then when it's not our turn, we, you know, start watching TV or get on our phone. And
so
then
we ask
it's our
the same
turn
question
again.
Later in the interview.
That's right. Exactly how it goes.
Ideally.
You know what I get at the Kirkwood Brewhouse? I find myself ordering the BLT quite a bit.
I don't think I've ever had the BLT, but yesterday said to Derek, I said, I don't know. You never know how people are wanting to eat, and I don't want to either... If I'm going to have a feast of carbohydrates, I don't want to then bring down somebody who is attempting to dine healthy by essentially cutting up white in front of them. And on the other side of it, if I order, you know, salmon or something, you know, healthy, I don't want them to feel like they can't enjoy whatever. And I feel like that kind of goes on now. And I don't know if that went on 15, 20 years ago, but I feel like it's more prevalent now where people feel like they're guilted into eating. If somebody's eating healthy, because they'll go, oh, you're eating healthy. I'm like, you can eat what you want. I don't care. It doesn't affect me at all.
Who would
care? Definitely. That happens all the time when I have lunches.
Does it ever be guilted when you have lunch or dinner with someone?
I certainly don't guilt, but I think people go, oh, I'm going to get the burger, and then there I am, and I order something that isn't whatever, like a burger, or vice versa. That's what I'm saying. This certainly goes on. People know I'm talking about. They go to lunches.
TML Live a couple of weeks, two or three ago when we had the Robin feeding.
Right.
I didn't feel the need. When I got my wings, I wasn't guilted into having someone Robin feed them to me.
Right. But Larry said, hey, can you have that off-road trucker Robin feed me kale? And and that kind of caught everybody off guard because he's really trying to cut back.
Right.
Now, I've been in situations where you were brought up the reverse role to where you meet somebody for lunch and they're like, oh, it's on me. And they order like a salad. So you're like, man, you know, I don't want to get the meatloaf, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's about the bill, right? You don't want to order.
Well,
big.
That and you don't want to stuff your face with somebody just lightly eating
that's
rabbit
what,
food.
That's what I'm saying. But but what I'm saying is do whatever you want. You know, Digital Underground. And I think it was 1989. The album was Sex Packets. And of course, the Humpty Dance, Doug, was the more popular song that was a hit and
the most
crossed
popular.
Over. Yeah,
still
I guess
holds up today.
I guess it would be "Kiss Me There." I think it was probably a top 100 3 years later with Shock G, Money B, and Tupac was a part of it. He's carrying crates, as they say. But Doug, they also had a song called "Do What You Like." You might want to pull that up, actually, Plowhawk.
Okay.
I don't know if the internet's working today.
If we're going digital underground, I prefer to hear the Humpty Dance.
Well, we can do both. We can do both. Derek's not on for an hour and 5 minutes. But once Derek's on, like I said, we met for lunch yesterday to map out the interview.
Serious business then.
But the song was called "Do What You Like," and that's what I subscribe to. So if somebody wants to get themselves a burger while I'm eating salmon, and Matt Weiner told me one time, "Trout's terrific, salmon sucks." I apologize. Then God bless. I don't care. What does it matter to me? It's they body. It's they body.
If they were to have a triple cheeseburger or something and then accidentally sit on you or something.
Oh, on my face?
Well, no, just sit on you if they got, you know, they get heavy set.
Do what you like. And do what you like.
Sick beat.
Everybody do what you like.
Almost 30 years old. That puts it in perspective.
We have a different lifestyle. Doug, I don't know where you're on this, but if someone said, "Hey, you want to grab lunch today?" I just laugh. Sure. When? I don't have time to go to lunch.
You don't eat lunch usually?
What do you eat, baby?
No, I don't have time to go have lunch with someone. I got stuff to do before I got to get to the ballpark. I'll grab something at home or whatever. I'm not going to have lunch with anyone. You do?
Not often, but
maybe you're not asked enough. Tim asked Doug.
So we only go to lunch today.
Who's got time?
See, I just got shot
down.
Iggy, why don't you go?
I'll go. I got to go there anyway, so I might as well.
You got to go to Kirkwood Brewhouse today?
Yeah, I got to pick something up.
Iggy, that's cryptic.
No, I have to go get my plates renewed, and I forgot that when we did our paperwork, they needed my birth certificate. And it's this new thing now, you have to give them another form of ID, a birth certificate.
Except not everyone, because I just,
not everyone,
I just
but
got
you,
my plates done and knew whatever it is, and they didn't ask me for a birth certificate.
No, but they did last 2 years ago when I got it done, and I said, why? Doesn't say on here I need a birth certificate. Well, it's something new. They forgot to put it on there. Well, why should I have to go all the way home and get it?
Wow, wow, wow.
So I said, very basically, all right, you have my license, right? Yeah. You know that's me, right? Yes. You have the other form of that I got in the mail that says it's Kenny Strode, right? Yeah. Well, why do you need a birth certificate?
Good question.
You already know who I am.
I should.
I had to drive all the way home and get it, but now it's at the office that I have to go pick it up today so I can.
Doug, one time I went down on Tim's salmon while tossing Mike Trout's salad. Somebody clap.
Weird.
Come on, clapper.
I went there. They sent me a thing in the mail that I could register my car or whatever to get the new stickers. And it said if you got this in the mail and you didn't do it online, you won't need to drive through the emissions test thing. So I go there with everything I said I needed. I looked online, and they go, you need an emissions test. Wait a minute.
Well, you still got bad beated. I agree with Tim, Avi. A lunch meeting with the fats is a whole thing.
I like it.
That's not what I'm saying, Wildwood Whisker Biscuit, although I'm a Wildwood Whisker Biscuit lemming. I'm what I'm saying is I want people to feel like they can eat whatever they want, no matter what I'm eating. But I'm just telling you, and I guess I do have a number of lunches, in particular at Kirkwood Brewhouse. Doug, come on up and let's have lunch and just kind of relive our favorite moments in the show's history. But... If I'm ordering healthy, I want them to feel like they can order whatever they want. And if I'm going to eat a burger, I don't want them to go, oh, God, he's going to have a burger. I don't want to get a salad because then I have whatever you want. Do what you like. Digital Underground 1989. Think about it.
What did Gold order?
He had a salad. But the whole point of the story is this.
So you had two salad eaters?
No, I always get the salmon. They don't even ask me what I want anymore. Salmon. I apologize.
Salmon, double asparagus.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I know what Tim eats.
Iggy.
But yesterday.
I'll order for you, Tim. You don't have to go through that trouble.
The lemming behavior is out of control.
But yesterday, Doug, as you know, when we woke up, I only had a protein bar. So I was in a situation where I'd only had, what was it, 248 calories?
I don't know.
12 grams of protein, maybe like 18 carbs. And it's now noon, and I'm pretty damn hungry, Jack. And so I'm like, you know what, Derek? I said, if you don't want
to talk to him like that a lot, you go,
right.
A lot.
If you don't want to have any, and I don't want to put this in front of you because I know it's kind of like once you have this candied bacon, it's like, rah, rah. He's like, crack, crack. But if you want it, it's going to be sitting here. There's probably four or five strips.
Plenty for everybody. You probably said something like, plenty for everybody.
Hey, if you want to have a couple, I'm only going to have a couple. If you want to, but I know by putting it here, you might want to have one and you might be eating healthy. I don't know.
Wrap one in a napkin and take it to the ballpark.
Right.
Yeah, nice.
And then sure enough, he goes, oh my God, this is good. And now he's eating the candied bacon. Oh, and so now I'm like the crack rock dealer. And that wasn't my goal. I just kind of felt like it.
You threw him off his diet.
I don't know, because he had a salad, so maybe I did that. My point is, do what you like. I see guys and girls dancing.
But usually when people eat together, they try to order something similar.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're going out to one guy doesn't order a huge entree, and the other guy, well, I'll just have a little entree. You kind of a little appetizer. You kind of feel like you're not in sync.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point, and I don't want people to feel that way.
But the size of the meal is different because that involves how long the meal will take. If you're going to get apps, and extends it. But the actual meal, just because I have lunch with you and you have tap water and a grain of rice, I'm going to order something that I desire off the menu.
And I have my assistant sitting there at all times with the equivalent of a shot clock to let my guests know how much time they have.
I would think. And you don't allow them to actually look at you, do they?
No.
And it's a lot of it is just for the appearance. Tim has the assistants in there. In the middle of lunch, he'll go, buy low, sell high.
Right.
Like he's willing.
Like I'm on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Oh, and in reality,
sell.
My portfolio is weak to quite weak. I don't eat lunch either, bruh. That's from Manchild 79.
Okay, good. Thank God we got that out in the open.
Doug, when I'm at a company lunch, I order off the dinner menu as a power move to send a message. Thanks, that's from Fred Astire. Does that send a message?
Sends a message that you don't care about the budget, that you're going to have whatever the hell you want to eat, no matter what it costs the boss.
Guys, when I'm at my friend's, Doug, and I'm going to reset in van 2 and 1. When I'm at my friend Eric's house, I pull out my love and I say, hey, this is going to be sitting here if you want. Feel free to...
We didn't need that.
Is this Lexington Steel?
Who was that?
Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Sean Mahoney's dead eye has been suspended for the comment. Suspended a period of 2 days to, hey, thanks, Wright Business Products, for the ink pen.
Now, tell me if this is a good form or not.
Usually you judge who is bottoming by the amount of food eaten? It's from Stephen Wildwood?
Is that how you tell?
Plowhawk, you say that's true?
Yeah, because usually the bears or the bigger guys are usually the power bottoms. You know, I would never be considered a power bottom regardless of how much inner strength I do have because of my exterior physique. And so I think the guys that, you know,
your exterior physique.
Down an entree with, you know, maybe a dessert and I have, you know, a smokehouse nacho, you know, I'm definitely the top.
Oh, for so heaven's I think, sakes.
But Johnny Weir's a bottom.
You would know better than
he's
other.
Fairly tiny.
You would know better.
Now, maybe if he had a big, burly boyfriend, that would change.
Okay.
It would change positions, but...
I used to do a show for Fox Midwest that we'd tape at a restaurant. I forget the name of the place. And we had a media guest. I'm not even going to out this guy. And he brought his entire family, and they ate there. You know, part of the thing is you get something to eat while you're there. Kind of like at Hot Shots, they treat us well there.
So do, Jay Boyd.
So this gentleman brought his entire family. They all ate. And then they ordered 6 steaks to go.
No, are you kidding me? This is a great story.
This is a media lunch?
No, no.
This is a local media person?
Yes, this was a...
I have to tell you, I don't know who I... Being very serious, I don't know who in the hell that would be.
Can we have initials, please?
No.
We like a guessing game.
I'm not going to say it.
2 pound carrot cake.
Six steaks to go. Doug, I'm not showing you because loose lips sink ship.
Tupac, I get around. 1993? Was that 93?
I don't know what year it was.
6 steaks to go.
For the family later.
Guys, did I happen to notice Plowsy just called an entree an ant tray? That's from Stubby Clap. You did pronounce it differently, but I wouldn't say it was an ant tray.
An entree. That's,
now
I
you're
thought,
correcting.
That's I thought funny. That's how I said it. When I was speaking, I might have messed up, but I know it's an entree.
Guys, you should see Plowsy's interior physique. Thanks. That's from Travis, the percussionist. Does Tim put lemons juice on his salmon? Thanks. That's from Doug's Dangling Diner. I don't. I'm not really big into lemon.
No.
You know what happens, Doug? And you've seen this because we've gone out to dinner with our wives a number of times.
Never have done that.
But they'll oftentimes at certain ristorantes bring over waters with lemons. And you know what I immediately do? I reach for it and I just put it in Anna Marie's glass just like a little champion.
The only time I ever use lemon, and I think it's a must add, but again, to each his own. If you get a shrimp cocktail, you take a little lemon juice, and you just squirt it on the shrimp.
Yeah. I don't like to put the lemon into the iced tea or the water because you don't know where the back of that lemon has been.
At least at the barkeep's hands, I can tell you that, Jack.
Yeah, that's at the very
least.
Maybe
the floor.
It could have been anywhere. And you don't want it in your drink.
And they throw that in there like it's sprucing it up. You know what they're doing? They're making it a bacteria cocktail.
Could be.
Big Al sending in pictures of him hanging out with Cam Jansen, Hannah Ray Yates, and TJ Moe last night at the Cardinal game. I saw Cam and TJ sending out videos from the game, and I thought they were just there together, perhaps with Cam's lovely significant other, Kate, and I didn't know if TJ had a friend of the feather with him. But it looks like the foursome was not Kate and TJ's friend of the feather, but rather Big Al and Hannah Ray. How about that, Doug?
That's a fun group. Boy, that Big Al gets around, though.
He's the international man of leisure.
There might be three or four of that guy, because he's everywhere we go.
Hey, Doug, watch this. Lemon party, naughty, naughty.
I had to gather myself so I could watch that.
Honestly, we do that all the time. Hey, Tim, Doug, let's head over to the game. I mean, we do that all the time.
We've never done that.
Hey, Blues are playing the Blackhawks tonight. Who's in? All right, meet you there.
God. We're co-workers here.
Guys, want to use the suite tonight? Fine. Kat, take Aaron and Tyler. It's fine. I'm in a Bovada $10 multi-table. Busy. Guys, I know where Doug's finger was last night.
No.
Nope. Boy, that's Injun Joe's K-Ride Magic Man, and he's like,
who would write that?
Isn't he in his 50s and
oh,
engaged?
At least.
That's awful, but this is worse. And I'm only pointing out because it's worse. Tim, I like eating mashy taters off Doug's old dimpled bum. That's worse. I'm
hysterical.
Pointing out. Hysterical. Just to say that it's worse.
It's just absolutely hysterical.
I'm gay.
Mashy is kind of funny.
Mashy's
really,
wonderful.
That's really funny.
It's wonderful, and it's wonderful.
Really, and it's great. Wonderful. Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug, they're wonderful as well, and they're the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, brother. Mm-hmm. Helped Derek Gould out when his air conditioning went out. We were talking about yesterday at lunch where I might have made him feel like he should try the candy bacon, and I probably ought to issue a written apology for that because he might not have wanted to do it. Even though it's delicious, he might have gone, oh, I'm trying to keep the carbs at, you know, I don't know.
Three.
Bay.
And now all of a sudden there, I'm throwing that at him. But,
what's up, man?
Design Air is St. Louis's top HVAC provider. Want to know why? It's because their no-pressure service is second to none. With over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians, Design Air Heating and Cooling will always provide fast and friendly service across the metro area. Doug, the cat, and I, and now include Derek Gould in that, have all used Design Air and can attest to their fast and friendly service. Whether you reside in Kirkwood, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, Maryland Heights, North or South County, or St. Louis City proper, Design Air will take care of you. Call them today at 314-739-1600 or visit them online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Guys, I always enjoy a nice spritz of citrus when I'm tossing up a cute boy salad. Get flat after it, Plowhawk. Good to hear the drops are back. Yeah, I guess we couldn't have drops yesterday. So what happened? Let me tell you something.
It was Gino, a whole thing.
Who is one of our engineers. He works over at Emmis, and Inside STL has a partnership with Emmis because they wanted to carry the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2. And so that's how we started working with their engineers, Sam Caputa and Gino, who I made reference to because we had the issue yesterday. And Gino was here. I saw him email Seamonster last night, like at 6:30 or 7, and he was here at 7 in the morning. And he was still grinding through the issue. So sometimes things pop up. But I can tell you that we have some of the best in the business tending to it. And it looks like Plowhawk is at all Is order restored?
Yeah, the great Sea Monster, we all know him as...
best in the business.
Yeah, very detail-oriented. Did back up all of our stuff a few months ago. So we have a majority of the drops that we use. We did lose some of the stuff, but I'm going to throw a bat signal out to Dotem and Swopesy maybe the last month or so, maybe collect some drops and send them my way.
What about
way,
my favorite hole on the property?
Oh, we have it.
Really? Because Sea Monster said he backed up on May 15th. My favorite hole on the property was from the U.S. Open, which Doug, as you know... was in June.
Sometimes we do email Hanselman some drops to use during our TMA live. So we have all the ones that we normally will use were already on MP3s in his email, so we have those as well.
What's a bat signal? Can this be a bat signal? Can I ask Buck Swope right now if he could dig up Ted Danson? That's an awkward conversation.
Wow. Yeah, that's a nice challenge, sir. It's a nice challenge. One of the all-time, but it's also a great reward if he has it. A great reward. Doug, I think that was Morning Grind. Was that Morning Grind?
Yes. Yeah.
It was a wonder. We had Ted Danson on, of course. He drops by from time
to
time.
He wasn't here live, was he?
On the phone.
No, Kimmy Granger is here live tomorrow.
Live on the phone. And I asked him, I was kind of waiting for my opportunity to ask him about the whole Goldie relationship, which I found...
Whoopee, baby, whoopee.
I mean, whoopee. Sorry. And so I asked him, and he immediately went into an awkward place and said, "Oh, that's an awkward conversation. The whole Whoopi. Explain those two kids, the kismet that they shared briefly."
Sure.
What was worse, that one or asking Lou Diamond Phillips how much he was worth?
Yeah, he was offended at that.
It's a reasonable question.
Well, here's the thing. We always look it up on online. Mm-hmm. How much is this guy made? How much is he worth?
Yeah, I think they're obligated to submit their tax returns to this website.
Yeah.
And that's how we calculate net worth.
I'm kind of
starting to do that with Dan Caesar and Media Views.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's going to be an update on my contract in tomorrow's meeting. He hasn't called me this week. So if he wanted to do a hit piece 2 weeks ago, I would think that he would follow up this week. We'll see if that happens, Doug. Sometimes I wonder if there's an agenda. Sometimes I wonder. What do you think?
What could the agenda be?
There's agendas, Monty.
There's an agenda with the media today? That's hard to believe. You hardly ever see that.
I agree with you. Hey, the cat. Tell that joke again about delivering a baby like a quarterback. It's been 5 minutes. I don't know what that means. Plowhawk liked it, though, and I didn't even know what the hell it meant. You didn't say about delivering a baby like a quarterback?
No, he's told that several times when his son was
born. Sorry that I've repeated the same joke. Yeah. You never have.
You
never told the same story.
I'm explaining the text to Tim.
Look at this. Iggy just got some guy that showed up to give Iggy three boxes of Pro V1s.
And a putter.
And a putter. What the hell's going on? What's going on? Is Iggy dealing golf out of the
This is a...
it was his birthday.
I know from experience, this is a drug deal right
is
now.
Is it really?
No, I'm kidding. I think they're making a trade, a driver for some balls. I think Iggy had an extra driver.
The guy
driver.
Just saluted us. What does that mean? He's like an admiral?
He's a former military man. Oh, and there's a little cover for it and everything.
They're Titleist golf balls.
All right, you can go, sir. He looked over like, "Are you calling me in?" Nope, we're not.
Oh, he took the club. You didn't accept the club?
It was a trade.
Iggy, what just happened?
It was a trade. Iggy said he traded a driver for some balls, right?
I did. I had a Nike Victory Red that I never hit. I think it's been hit once on the driving range.
I would have given you three sleeves of golf balls.
That's three dozen Pro V1s. I doubt if you'd have done that.
For a driver, that's what,
I mean, what would you say the street value of those three boxes of balls is?
130, maybe.
Wow.
Really?
Really?
Pro V1s are like 40-something bucks.
Are they really?
I was just at Walmart, and they're like 42
You're looking at buying Pro V1s?
No, I'm just always, when I'm walking around Walmart.
You just
Walmart,
price shop on things you'll never use. You can get a spatula for $4.99.
The sporting goods store is really the ultimate area of any... store, Walmart, you know, Target. So I looked and actually went just there a couple days ago and looked at golf balls, and they are well over $40, $42, $43.
Probably close to 50 if you go to a pro shop, but I just had the driver sitting at home. I never used it, so I put it on the fan page. Anybody want to trade a Nike Victory Red I have? I'll just take three dozen Pro V1s for it, and Greg Williams said, "I'll do it." So that was Greg just...
Greg Williams, the Wichita State coach, Doug, a guy that Missouri has acted like they're interested in and then get turned down, and then they act like they weren't interested in for the last 6 years, I think.
Right.
You know, that Walmart takes a lot of grief, but I tell you, they got some good prices.
High-end golf gear.
My wife will sometimes get household items there. One time I was blessed enough to accompany her on this errand, and I saw some I hadn't seen before. You can get a You can get a pair of slacks for $4.99 at Walmart. I had never seen that.
What?
There were pants on sale for four. I didn't get them.
Why not?
Well, I didn't have the disposable income at that time to make that happen.
They got everything. Now
you ever see pants for $4.99?
Well, you'll see lots of things at Walmart that you've never seen before.
Like what?
Some of the people there that you couldn't believe unless you've seen them with your own eyes.
What are you talking about? Don't be living in an ivory tower on this.
I've seen some oddballs.
You know what? You look around, you see Americana. That's what I see.
It's America, Jack. Ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America, home of the free? Yeah. Ain't that America? We're something to see. Little pink houses for you and me. John Cougar Mellencamp, 1980.
I don't know the year.
God, if you say five, then I'm going to go four. Because I was thinking about going three, but you can say five, I'm going to move up. All right, who's got it?
I don't really care. I just threw it out there.
But this is like all I've got. Years.
You have a healthy eating habits and a child on the way.
That's true.
You got two good things.
Yeah.
Cling to those.
Subscription to Brazzers. Yeah, so I have some things. Guys, I'm PLTDing. Happy anniversary, even though it's one day late. Doug, is that weird that somebody would PLTD while we're on live?
It seems odd, unless it's this fellow from Colorado.
Yeah,
83, Tim.
Mother. God bless him.
You know, I deflected you there because I just took a guess.
Is it okay if I just totally blame you? Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al.
Hey, the Cardinals celebrated your birthday. They had Star Wars last night, you guys, because you guys are stars.
You think that's what that was all about?
Yep.
Sympathy
I took ring. My little nephew.
So I saw you were at the game with Cam and Hannah Ray and TJ.
Yeah. Well, I just met up with them for a while and chit-chatted.
Now, when you say met up with, did like Cam and TJ and Hannah invite you?
Someone bothered them.
Yeah, they tracked me down. And TJ was smitten again with Hannah Ray, so that you know how he was all busy. But he did stick his thumb right in my lower part of my throat and still kind of hurts, but I don't know what the deal was there.
There's a lot going on.
What happened? Yeah.
Yeah, he just put his thumb to my throat to show how tough he is. You're not tough, TJ. But anyway,
he tried to choke you. He tried to choke you.
No, he's just playing. He just come up and there's a spot right below your Adam's apple. I know where it is if I have to really get violent. But and he just pushed it in and let me know he's tough. Just about 2 or 3 inches was just holding it there. I go, what are you doing that for? He goes, I just love you. But anyway, hey, Cat and Doug, Mama Big Al said, man. I tell you what, that poor Doug and Kat, they don't get much sleep with the jobs they hold.
No, we
and
don't.
You know, they're not young spring chickens anymore, are they? No, they're not spring chickens, honey.
Get that out of the way.
So hats off to you two.
Well, thank you for her concern. So
Doug, can I just say that Doug and I don't need sleep. I, for one, have a passion for regional cable
yeah,
television.
Yeah, you do.
Doug has a passion for a struggling network affiliate.
Good one,
and
Jim.
Doing television that way.
Boy, you really got me there.
And so we don't need sleep.
She's concerned about you, and you're not spring chicken, so she's right about that. So give a shout-out to Mama. And me and D3, I sent a picture, and me and D3 were hanging out a little bit up there with the Star Wars characters. DeWitt the Third.
And,
Doug,
so
do you ever call and see him and call him D3?
I have not.
Yeah. I told him Matheny wasn't the answer, and then he had R2-D2 run me off. So
let me send. I'll send him the number. So
I can't hear you.
But you guys have a good show, and hopefully this rail quits so I can get to the office, get my 5-iron going.
Right.
Hey, all right, Big Al, thank you,
golfing again today.
Boy, he does live the life.
He
does live the life.
What are we doing wrong?
We're not in sales for bowling.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
We just live the life.
Big Al, try sticking a knife through the bottom of your throat. Thank you. It's Manchild 79.
No, that's not necessary.
Hey, Big Al, please go play in traffic. Mitch, get that sponsored for me, Tim Cumstein. Take a bath with a plugged-in toaster, Al, you Hoosier of a man. Get this mother effer off the air. That's from Hank. Do we still have the Rondo drops? Were those lost in whatever took place yesterday, boy? Plowhawk, everyone.
Now, I know that some people get a kick out of ripping everything that's popular. This isn't the case for me. I don't care, but we have so many Star Wars night. The Cardinals already had one on the road. Usually a player, pulls a hamstring or something on Star Wars, and I'm happy that they won and they got through it in healthy fashion. But it's too much for me.
I have an R2-D2 that I use as a butt plug.
Anti-Star
Wars. I have Star Wars night, too.
I don't really get it. That's the one thing they do that I don't really get.
I mean, I get that people
based
like
on the
it.
Comments I'm reading, a number of Cardinal fans don't really get the Pride Night coming up on August 25th. That ain't playing well.
Wasn't it a theme night? The Star Wars just a theme night? You had to buy a special ticket?
I don't know. I just know they had the characters running. You're supposed to go, look, it's R2-D2.
And then you
and
say
it's
wonderful.
The same thing. And it's the same. And then they do little characters with the players.
Is the fan base really that much into Star
Wars? That might be the best thing I've done in my career.
Tim will know this.
I had a big Ariana Marie foot fetish Friday, too, though.
Tim will know this. It's about marketing. You know, if you have lot of games and you want to make certain ones special and appeal to certain groups.
You make it for the Star Wars fans on July 26th. And then you make it for the gays on August 25th.
Now, do you think it's a huge segment of the population that is anti-Pride Night? Why would it bother? Why would anyone care?
Do I think it's a huge segment? Absolutely not. Do I think it's a vocal minority who kind of lives in an echo chamber bubble in comment sections? Yes. But do I think it's a majority? Absolutely not. Even in St. Louis. Certainly St. Louis, I think, would probably have a higher percentage than, say, a New York or LA or Chicago. But I think in social media, you can find 1 or 10 comments that make you feel terrible about the world, when in reality, it's representative of a minority. See what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes, you can read Twitter and think the world is an awful place.
Right.
It doesn't matter the subject matter.
But if you can kind of separate and go, oh, look, it's a hill person, it's amusing. But if it all of a sudden became majority and somehow public policy, then you go, oh, well, this is a problem. But I don't believe that's the case.
I think
for the most part, of the 50 or how many people the thing holds now, I have no idea, 45,000 people who will be there on August 25th, the vast majority will not even be aware of it or care, even if they were to see it. The vast majority.
I'm glad they're having it, and, you know, God bless. But I also thought to myself, if I were a gay person, and then I heard that the Cardinals are going to have Pride Night, would I finally go, okay, we're included? You know, like it wouldn't validate, you know, who I am either way anyway. So I think there's so much made on both sides. Good,
well,
they should have it.
I think what the Blues did was a great thing, and I think what the Cardinals are doing is a great thing as well, to reach out in what historically has been not friendly to homosexuals, which is a group of straight guys playing sports, to say you are welcome here, even though in the whole scheme of things, does that validate sexual orientation?
Yeah. They should have it, and I'm glad, but if... On the other hand, like if I were, you know, in that group or whatever the cause may be, and they hadn't put this thing on, I wouldn't be like, I don't feel included. But it's a good thing that they're having. I'm for it.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be upset if they didn't have a night.
Do you think maybe it's just another way to sell tickets on what might otherwise be a slow night?
Just have a night. To think there's a monetary component in anything.
I think that might be what it is.
How dare you, sir?
You just try to find something to celebrate every night to try to sell some tickets to people who might not otherwise go. I don't know that it's a giant social experiment necessarily.
No, it's just a number of organizations have done it, and you know, I don't think it's a landmark thing. I think some were observing how come the Cardinals haven't done it. So I remember about a month ago, I asked the people of the Twitter tweets and the people of the fan page, Doug, I do what they call a Gallup poll service.
You don't really do that. That's what the Gallup
people do. There's too much polling
on
Twitter.
Well, you're anti-Brendan Schaefer's polling.
No, I love Brendan Schaefer.
I don't say you're anti-Brendan Schaefer.
He does a poll, Brendan has a lot of lemmings. And then his lemmings do polls, and the next thing you know, all the Twitter is one big poll. And if you notice, there's business news about Twitter. They say the value is going down again because they didn't meet whatever target they had set. And they're saying a lot of the value was lost because of Brendan Schaefer's Twitter polls.
I didn't see. Where was that? Was that Fortune or was that Bloomberg? I didn't see that.
That was in the New York Times.
No.
Yeah, there's a little picture of Brendan with a little sad face, and the caption is sorry.
No. But I posed the question. And I realize those who are following me are, for the most part, agnostic perverts. So the sample size is skewed. So the cat, for example, we obviously have, I'm sure some, how many followers do you have, like 50,000, 60,000? But we judge a man by their Twitter followers. We know that.
I haven't checked. I know it was over
I would think you have all. Okay.
Over
so, but my point in bringing it up is, a lot of your followers are from Fox Sports Midwest, and those people would not be following me. So it would be, there'd be some overlap.
I think there's some cross.
Yeah, there's some overlap, but there's certainly some who wouldn't. The Cat has 47,000 per the Sea Monster, who, for my money, is the gospel.
Yeah, little CZ.
So
you can buy those. Those are all purchased, by the way.
They're actually, yeah. I don't know if I would call him a media member, but there is a guy in St. Louis who bought Twitter followers. That,
all right, which right. Is, which I wrote down my name. Right. You write down yours.
I'll write it down, but you won't know who he is.
This is just as shocking to me.
This is a real thing. Jay Boyd likes to talk about this.
You probably have no idea who he is, but no. That actually did happen. But anyway, Doug, I get into it. And I said to the people, are you for or against the Cardinals having a Pride Night? Are you for or against the Cardinals having, what do they have? Is it Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Christian Day at the ballpark?
Christian. I think that's what it is.
Are you for neither? Are you for both? Now, for my money, the answer is both. And my point is, you can't, well, you can, of course, you're welcome to the opinion, but you expose yourself to hypocrisy if you say, well, I'm for the gay night against the Christian night or for the Christian night against the gay night. Now, if you say, no, I'm not for either one because I don't want, I want a baseball game and I don't want any whatever outside of sport being brought into it, then I understand that. But I personally am for both. And I think both won. I have to go into my Twitter tweet archives, which would require going through a lot of conversations with Mr. Marcus and James Dean and Zach Johnson eating a corn on the cob out of the cleric jug. But I think for the most part, people said they were for both. A healthy percentage was for neither. And then you had a sliver of the voting on I'm only for the Christian night or I'm only for the Pride night. Fun facts for no one tell. If you want to look it up, you can see, oh my God, look, they're only for, you know, the Christian night and they're attacking gays. But then that's like, you know, I mean, you're talking about a sliver of a sliver. And then you can go, oh my God, look, that's the people's opinion. Well, it's a handful of people. Don't get me wrong. They're there. And to act like it's not there would be inaccurate. But at the same time, to represent that it is some kind of majority because we see it or even a healthy percentage of the minority is inaccurate.
You know, as I said, if I were a gay gentleman, would I feel left out or hurt if they didn't have this night? It's a good thing they are. I wouldn't feel validated. By the same token, even if I were against one or the other and they had that night at the ballpark, would it affect your night and your enjoyment of the ball game at all? I don't think so. No. So why do people even care?
And what are they doing? Are they having some sort of ceremony after the game or before the game?
I think there's going to be a tribbing party at the
Cracker Brew House. I knew.
We're just going to do that.
That's probably not shouldn't it. Have thrown that out there, Doug.
I don't think necessarily that it's that being Christian is the opposite of being gay and that you got to have one or both. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't know that you can say that we can have a night for everything, every different lifestyle choice that somebody makes that you gotta have it all. I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Do you feel
so
like
so therefore you would have voted for the Christian night?
No, I'm fine with either. I'm fine with either one, but I don't think that you have to say I don't necessarily think that you can make the distinction that Christian is the opposite of gay. I don't think that's true at all. You could say
but nobody was saying
you
that.
Could, you
that.
Could stand no up and say, that. I think we ought to take religion out of this and not have mix religion with sporting events and not mix sexual preference with sporting events.
Right.
I don't think the two, the gay night and the Christian night, are it's one or the other or both necessarily.
I think it's just basically a community night. I mean, the LGBT community gets together at the ballpark, just like Boy Scouts have a night, Girl Scouts have a night.
How come they don't have one for the hairy shoulder community?
Well, I mean, if you approach the Cardinals, I'm sure the LGBT community approached the Cardinals and said, you guys have never had one. Could we do one?
Here's the result of the poll. I found it wasn't too tough to find. There was only like 30 tweets in between. I'm the anti-Roderick now. What events do you support the Cardinals having at Busch Stadium? Christian Day, LGBT Pride Night, neither or both? 2,060 votes, 55% said both, 19% said neither, 16% said Christian Day, 10% said LGBT Pride Night. There is the data. But again, I think it's always important. It's like when you try to gauge on an audience. If you only talk to, you know, a certain demographic, you're going to get the odds of your poll being skewed inaccurately if your goal is to cast a wide net and bring as many people to the table. So the 21,000 or whatever people, 22,000 people who follow me, you know, probably going to be a little younger, certainly going to be perverted. But I bet the cat if you would get different results. I'm not asking you to do this because I know that might put you in a weird spot.
I just did a poll about Doug, how great was Doug one time, and I got bad feedback because I didn't use the polling app.
What app did you use?
I just said, is Doug great? Is he like standard great, really great, or something else great?
You deserved criticism for not using the app.
But it was all great. So it wasn't a negative poll.
Sure it was.
It was. You saw it. Yep. You saw it. By the way, Derek Dockett says he may have the Ted Danson drop, and that's the best news of the morning.
Well,
thank you, sir.
I think the Cardinals can have any night that they want to have as long as they're not hurting somebody, obviously. To me, the Star Wars thing is the strangest thing that they do, but it is a business, and whatever they do to sell more tickets, that's what it's about.
The thing I don't get is, though, they have the same characters, and people are like, oh, here comes R2-D2. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. A lot of people must.
Well, let's get rid of Fred Burt. You've got to see him every night. Let's get rid of him.
Well, Iggy, I think that's quite a leap.
Not a leap. You see RT, what's his name? I've never seen a Star Wars.
TT Boy.
But Fred Burt represents the team.
Yeah, but once every year? It's only the first time they've been here this year.
But I said they already had one on the road.
The Cardinals had nothing to do with that.
There was also another Star Wars thing at the ballpark where they were there. Star Wars infiltrates more than one game. And I get it. You see Chewbacca, it's great. But I'm not going to feign like I'm blown away
by
what I see.
Anybody dressed up as Billy D. Williams as Lando Calrissian? That's a miss if somebody
didn't. No, but they are having a Billy D. Williams night coming up in August. So
bless them. I might finally get down to Busch Stadium this year.
That'll be nice.
I might finally get and bring my Colt 45. Was he Colt 45 or King Cobra, Doug? Colt 45?
I don't know.
Either way,
Colt 45.
I mean, I start off this show every day by pouring myself a little nip of malt liquor.
Last year, they brought in Barry Williams. You know, Greg from the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
And it's about time this organization steps up and brings Billy D. Williams to St. Louis.
Good for you, sir.
Doug, will you go to that night, Billy D. Williams night?
I'm sure I'll be pressed for time.
Well, you'll be there.
I will try to be there. I might be working at my struggling little network affiliate, in your words.
Damn, Gina.
I call myself regional cable. There was self-deprecation in mine,
too.
Oh,
yeah, you're always self-deprecating. You know,
damn, you two
for
a fight.
How great
that might
are.
Replace my contract discussion in tomorrow's column.
Right.
Actually, could you please fight to replace my contract discussion in tomorrow's column? Thank you. Seamaster says we probably should break soon.
All right.
Well, it is after the hour.
I know, and that's, you know what that is? That's bad time management by me.
Well, we had Billy D. Williams night.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll take a break. Derek Gould's going to join us at 8:30. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email of the day. Now, here's what we got going on today. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech must win today. Otherwise, Misty Plops clinches email of the month for July. I've never
seen
it. Well,
that'd be big for him.
This is pressure. Does this remind you of the United States playing Finland?
It doesn't, in the least.
A little bit, Tim. Good point.
I don't think it's a good point.
Doug's a little slow on the gong today. I thought we could use a gong right at that moment.
We'll take a break. Come back with her. Ryan Kelly, morning.